Well, the government's rejected a UN request to increase the number of African and Middle Eastern refugees. New Zealand is due to accept 1,500 refugees next year, about half of them from Asia Pacific. The government said last month it was dropping a requirement for African and Middle Eastern refugees to have a family link to New Zealand, which was welcomed as the overturning of a racist policy. But cabinet papers show UN and government officials urged the government to increase the number of African refugees to 25% of the total, and those from the Middle East to 35%, as that's where the greatest need is. Instead, the government chose to increase their proportions by just 1% to 15% each. The Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway, joins us now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Colin.
So why did you not follow the advice of not just the UN, but your own officials to shift it up?
Yeah, look, I think, first of all, it's really important for people to know just how much there is of an increase there is going to be in the number of people coming from Africa and the Middle East, because with the National Party's family link policy, even though they had a target of 14% from each of those regions, in truth, in total, there was only about 6% of people were coming from those two regions. So with our new settings and the removal of the family link policy, we're going to 6% of our intake coming from Africa and the Middle East to 30% of our intake coming from those regions. So that is a significant increase. But you're right, we didn't follow the request from the UN or the advice from officials, because the government sees a need to balance both the global need and our role in the Asia-Pacific region. It is important that we continue to play a leading role and a cooperative role in the Asia-Pacific, and so we needed to balance both the global need and our regional need, and we think we've done that well.
But where do most refugees come from?
Oh, look, there is significant need in Africa and the Middle East, and that's why we're increasing the proportion of our intake from 6% to 30%.
55% come from three countries, the Sudan, Afghanistan and Syria. That's where the need is. Doesn't New Zealand need to reflect that?
Absolutely, and that's why there is such a significant increase, you know, from 6% to 30%. We're doing our part. We need every country that receives refugees in the world to play its part. We have increased the quota, increased the number of people that we're receiving, and we've significantly increased the proportion of people that will be coming from those parts of the world, whilst at the same time maintaining our focus on our own region, where, you know, we are expected to show a role of leadership. I think we've got the balance.
Would any of this have changed? Would any of this have changed at all if it hadn't been for public pressure and media pressure over the issue around families from those African and Middle Eastern countries, which many saw as racist, which frankly didn't have a lot of spotlight on it?
Oh, look, I was aware of that issue coming into the role, and the intention was always to make that change at the beginning of this current three-year planning period for our refugee intake, and that is exactly what we've done. But of course I welcome the spotlight that was put on it. This is democracy in action. People saw an injustice and wanted to see it changed. I was aware of that as a Labour Party member coming into government, and of course all parties of government were made very aware of that issue by that public campaign.
So can you give an assurance that there's no issue around security considerations, that there's no, I guess, lens being put over people from African or Middle Eastern countries in the way that it was under that policy, which was called racist by many people, that you've ditched that entirely, that we're not running some policy here that's biased towards one area or not?
Oh, look, I made that very clear in the cabinet paper that I took to cabinet, that there is no security issue with people coming from those parts of the world. All refugees are incredibly closely vetted, more so than probably any other migrants coming to New Zealand. And our security agencies and all other government agencies made it absolutely clear to the Cabinet that they see no additional security risk by accepting people from those parts of the world.
Was there any concern raised by New Zealand First about this particular policy?
Oh, look, only in that obviously the Deputy Prime Minister is also the Minister of Foreign Affairs, and he takes our role in the Asia-Pacific region very seriously. He is obviously leading the work on the Pacific Reset, and he asked that we think about these policies in that context.
But what do you think about that?
I think that's a very reasonable.
Well, but shouldn't they be separate? There's a foreign policy objective. Are you suggesting that he's using the refugee issue in order to enhance New Zealand's foreign policy in the Pacific?
No, I'm saying that exactly what I said at the beginning of this interview, Corinne, that we are expected to take a leadership role in our region, and the Minister of Foreign Affairs asked that we...
But isn't the leadership role taking refugees from where the greatest need is?
Well, precisely why we're making such a significant increase to the number of people that we are taking from those areas of greatest need.
Oh, just finally, Mr. Galloway, I see you've got a new candidate for the National Party competing with you for your electorate, 17 years old, William Wood. Any words of advice?
Well, look, I'd say good on him. I mean, we're always saying that we want younger people to become more involved in politics, and what better way than to jump in the deep end and put yourself forward as a candidate? Of course, his greatest challenge is going to be convincing the people of Palmerston North that they're better off under National. Sadly, we were totally ignored by the previous National government, and now people in Palmerston North are getting the things we've needed for such a long time, such as a new mental health ward for our hospital.
All right.
A new road to replace the gorge.
We'll leave the campaigning for next year, but thank you very much, Minister. We do appreciate your time on Morning Report. The Immigration Minister, Ian Lees-Galloway.